This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You might be aware that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and on the SIUC campus, that means lots of different events to help boost awareness and raise some money to help students who've been affected by the disease. In studio with us are Beth Alonji, the Assistant Director for Marketing at the SIU Student Center, and Sydney Rensing, who's a grad student in marketing at SIU's Student Center. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, wrapping us.
You both are in your pink. Beth's even got pink in her hair, which is apropos for October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
Beth, can you tell me a little bit about what the Student Center is doing, what the university is doing to help raise awareness?
Right. About 4 years ago, campus had a lot of activities going on for breast cancer awareness, and it wasn't organized. And so we formed a committee with people from all across campus and tried to centralize all of the activities. And at that time, we decided all the money needs to go to a common cause, which we wanted to, of course, support the students. So we worked with a foundation on starting this scholarship. And since then, every year we raise more and more money, and therefore being able to give out more and more scholarships.
And you can get more information, we should let people know right away, by going to SIU's Student Center website. That's studentcenter.siu.edu/pink. Pink.
Correct.
For October and breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
So I understand there are a couple of unique opportunities to help boost up this fundraising event, including a murder mystery dinner.
We're so excited. It is a Downton Abbey themed murder mystery dinner. So there's a company from St. Louis, Jest Entertainment, who is coming to put on the show. The evening's going to be filled with costumes if you want. I think it's going to be about 50-50. So if you want to come in costume, you'll feel comfortable. If you don't, you will also feel comfortable. We're going to have a costume contest. We're going to have period music being played on the piano during the breaks. We're going to have Crystal's Catering is going to provide us with an English style meal. So we're excited about that. So there's a lot of Downton Abbey fans out there.
And that's coming up October 21st. And again, you can go to studentcenter.siu.edu/pink for more information on that and other events. Now, Sydney, you're helping to coordinate some of these fundraising efforts as well. And for younger people, it's probably more natural to go to something like a GoFundMe or an online fundraising site. And there's something involved here with that as well, right?
Right, exactly. We have something just like a GoFundMe, except it's Saluki version. It's called the Saluki Funder. So essentially what we're doing with that is it's on our Facebook page, it's on our website, but what you can do is you can share it from our Facebook page and you can donate to it. Really, it's called a crowdfunding goal. We have a goal of $5,000. We're trying to reach that through the month of October just to increase the amount of scholarship that we can give to the students on our campus.
Beth, tell me about the scholarships. Who is eligible to apply for these, and how much are you hoping to give?
Well, every year, it depends on how much money we raise is how many scholarships we give out. So the more we can raise, the more students that we can provide money for. The students that qualify are students who've been affected by breast cancer in some way. It could be a mom, a grandma, a relative, a close friend. They write an essay telling about their story, and we've actually gave some funds to a student who was actually undergoing treatment for breast cancer, an SIU student. So it's everybody, but all undergraduate students. And they can find this through Academic Works, and when they go there and they log in as themselves, they see the scholarships that are available to them, and they can just type in the keywords breast cancer, and it will appear in their feed.
Sure. And more information on that, we've given out the Student Center's website, but there is one for that fundraiser. It's salukifunder.siu.edu/pink. All this information is available there at the Student Center's website. The Start Seeing Pink campaign is already well underway. We talked about the murder mystery dinner, Murder at the Abbey, on the 21st. There are also athletic events. I know the volleyball team always does a big event for breast cancer awareness that's coming up.
Right. They do their Dig for a Cure game, and we have t-shirts there that people can purchase.
Sure. You can also stop by Morris Library throughout the month of October and fill out a card or an application that talks about why you wear pink, kind of either a memorial or an honorarium.
Right. It's like a message board. So they can write a note for who that they wear pink for and post it up. And then all month long, the board fills up and people can come by and read that.
There are a lot of people who say, well, I know so-and-so who was touched by breast cancer or by any form of cancer. And it really helps kind of bring that community a little closer together.
Exactly.
Sure. You can get more information on the Start Seeing Pink campaign at the SIU Student Center by going to studentcenter.siu.edu/pink. All those events are available there, and you can get more information that way. Beth Alonji and Sydney Rensing are heavily involved in making all that happen. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.